In 1976, for better or worse, punk rock went public, upsetting middle-class parents on both sides of the Atlantic. This form of so-called music was supposed to have died before it grew into adulthood, but 25 years later, the outraged energy of punk beats on. Weekend Edition commentator Diane Roberts loves it.
I hear that song, I'm dancing. Or at least violently nodding my head and jumping up and down in what passed for dancing in the punk aesthetic. I used to listen to the Sex Pistols at my friend the Math Genius's house. The Math Genius spent most of 1976 in London. His parents were on some faculty exchange thing. So he had the records, the Pistols, the Buzzcocks, the Clash, the Damned. We didn't look like punks. We didn't wear the bondage trousers, the ripped t-shirts, the tartan. We didn't dye our hair pink or blue or green and soap spike it into mohawks. We didn't paint our lips black or wear steel-heeled stilettos. We didn't stick safety pins through our cheeks. Our parents would have killed us. I was a punk only in my soul, where I had a sneering North London accent and knew how to smoke woodbines like Joe Strummer of The Clash. I coveted the bleak English back streets, the rain, the class rage. It was hard to feel class rage in the green mansions of Tallahassee, Florida. We knew that punk had originally been American music, snarled up and spat out by the New York Dolls, Richard Hell, Iggy Pop, and the Ramones. But just like rhythm and blues wailed across the Atlantic and got shot back at us by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, stuff like the Ramones' cheerful Beat on the Brat came back all scary and dark and massively pissed off. It was the opposite of AOR, the anti-disco, the beast that would destroy the blow-dried, overproduced likes of the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac. The Sex Pistols jabbed a safety pin in the Queen's face. The Clash called for a white riot. But world capitalism was not overthrown. The Pistols disintegrated. The Clash started singing in harmony. The incandescent rage burned itself out. Still, as a proto-punk poet said of the early days of the French Revolution, bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven. And at least Iggy's still around.
When she's not banging her head to her Sex Pistols on vinyl, Diane Roberts teaches English at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa.